No one who attended this evening's Keane Super Value County Minor Football Championship quarter-final in Waterville will forget it in a hurry, as East Kerry eventually outlasted a South Kerry side who refused to give up all the way to the end of extra time. Playing against the wind, the home side started well with points from wing-back Alex Kelly and corner forward David Kennedy. East Kerry's first point came from Ryan Carey, whose attacking raids were a feature of East Kerry's play. South Kerry's midfield combination of Dunacore Sullivan and Michael O'Mahony were both playing well, with O'Sullivan getting a great point, leaving them with a 4-1 lead after their good start. Carey with another fine score would lead the East Kerry charge, with points of Mayna Murphy and Liam O'Brien following. Carey's third point of the evening put East Kerry 6-5 up after 22 minutes. An O'Mahony point for South Kerry near half-time left them just 2 behind, with the aid of the strong wind in the second half. Facing into the breeze, East Kerry started positively with points from O'Brien, Murphy and Dylan O'Mara, giving them a 6-point lead. Rather than being crushed by this blast of scores, South Kerry hit back again. Another O'Mahony point followed by a goal from Kevin Griffin. O'Brien and Kerry again pushed East Kerry back 4 ahead. Griffin's first 2-point free of the evening saw South Kerry go another run of scores. Points from Dai, Shukru, Killian O'Sullivan and Dunacore Sullivan following. A Joey McCarthy free was badly needed for East Kerry. Then they looked like they would take control again when Marcus Clifford popped up with a crucial goal. Griffin again repeated his 2-point free from earlier to put one between the sides. O'Mara looked to have won it for the visitors with another point, but Griffin got his hat-trick of 2-pointers just before the end to send the game to extra time. After a quick break, the frantic action continued. O'Mara goaling within the first minute. Surely this time one team would pull away. No chance of that though, as Griffin sent over 2-pointers number 4 and 5 to put South Kerry up 1. O'Brien fired over another point to bring the sides level again before Liam Harmon put East Kerry back on top as the half-time whistle went. Only a point between the sides with 10 minutes to go, and penalties were certainly not out of the question. It was from here that East Kerry finally pulled away the victory, starting with a McCarthy free that won the second half by 1-3 to a point. The dual threat of O'Mara and O'Brien doing the damage, finding room as South Kerry tired. O'Mara getting a second goal, with O'Brien firing over 2 more points to see East Kerry's passage to the semi-final after withstanding the home side's non-stop challenge in the Topsy-Turvy Classic. Thanks for listening. Good luck.